For the year 2014, the total reported fire incidents was 243. And this data is what we have collated from January to November. We are still compiling what is coming in for December from the districts. Now, out of these 243, 107 are reported from domestic premises. About 16 of them are coming from industrial premises. And we have about 14 bushfires. That is out of this total number of 243. But when we look at the previous 2 years, that is 2013, over the same period, January to November, we had 385 fires, out of which 134 were from domestic premises, 27 were from industrial premises, and we had about 45, we had 45 bushfires. So overall, we can see a decrease, approximately 37% over 2014 to 2013. And then when we look at a few of the premise-based fires, we can still see a decrease there. For example, domestic for 2014 was 107, whilst for 2013 was 134. Looking at the data we have so far, it's encouraging in the sense that we have quite a number of fire tenders, which means we are able to respond to incidents when they occur. Regardless of this, we are still seeing a decrease, which means it must be something we are all doing right. When I say we are all doing right, we are talking about the public as well, because we are on the ground. Public education is ongoing. For example, when we look at Market Circle, there is a fire post over there. Education is done on a daily basis, and the traders also have their domestic residences, so whatever education they get from the market, I believe it trickles down to their homes. So we think, or we believe, that the education is really going on well, and that is to a large extent accounting for the decrease in fires.
ADO Sam also advised the public on the need to act cautiously in order to avert fire outbreaks, especially during this Harmattan season.
Yes, during the Harmattan, the weather is dry, plants and other things lose moisture, and by losing moisture, they are more susceptible to burning. So we want to advise that we should all take fire safety and prevention serious. Another issue I want to talk about is with respect to the current load shedding program we are going through. People should be very careful with naked sources of heat, the candles and so on that people use when there is no light. And then we advise always that if you are off for a certain period, sometimes the light may come back on hours, or power comes back on hours. So if you are not around, or even if you are around, it doesn't hurt. You can just switch off your sockets. Perhaps you can even pull out your plugs to be on the safe side, so that if the power comes unexpected and there is a surge in the voltage, you are safe. Yes. Then people should also be very careful about burning, you know, around vegetation, like I said. Because the weather is dry, any small fire that involves bush or vegetation can quickly get out of hand. So these are some of the precautions we want the general public to take.